Welcome to the Echo Tips Podcast.
Here's a sneak peek into what we're going to cover in this week's episode of the Echo Tips Podcast.
Here is the third one.
Rawr! Is how you say hello in Tiger.
Would you like to choose that one or hear another?
Hear another, and that one's a new one.
Here is the fourth one.
I go wherever the bamboo goes.
Well, hello, hello, and welcome to the Echo Tips Podcast. As you could probably tell from our prelude this week, we're going to be delving back into some goofy voices that are available on Amazon Kids. Way back when, we probably covered some of the initial voices that they came out, which I believe was some sort of dragon and hooting owl, and they're quite characters in their own right. Just not the voice inflection, but the level of detail that Amazon's put into some of that. Really in contrast probably with last week's episode where we talked about it, but that's how I stumbled across this. I had been playing with the parental dashboard and trying Amazon Kids on some different Echoes, and that's kind of how I stumbled into this again this week, or this new feature, if you will. But before we get into that in any sort of detail, I'd like to welcome first our new listeners and returning listeners. You new listeners, welcome to the Echo Tips Podcast. We try to keep nuggetized little episodes 5 to 15 minutes long. I think last week I went a little longer, but I was on a soapbox, so that's okay. But we generally cover all sorts of things related to the A-Lady and Amazon Echo line of devices, from new hardware releases to usages for the family, home automation, children, parents, caregivers, seniors, using Echoes in public business environments. We've talked about using them in nursing home environments, just all sorts of amazing things over the years. And we have a back catalog of 5 seasons, and now we're in our 6th season, and well, I think we're approaching 130,000 listens to the podcast. I'm the host of the show. My name is David Ward. I'm an assistive technology instructor with the New Vision program at Goodwill here in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Southwest Virginia, where it's steadily getting warmer out and all the things are starting to bloom, which isn't the greatest for my allergies. So you'll probably hear that in my voice in the weeks ahead. But we have a weekly podcast we come out with, and this week, as I highlight, we're going to be looking at some of these new voices, or sometimes called text-to-speech voices. I don't know if these have a little bit of AI smarts mixed in with them, but they're pretty amazing little productions. And the inflection and the thoughtfulness that's been going into that, which is kind of in contrast to some of the things that I've highlighted earlier, like in last week's episode. But before we delve into that in any sort of great detail, as always, we're going to go to a brief message about our podcast, and then we will be right back.
This episode is brought to you by New Vision at Goodwill Industries of the Valleys, and also made possible in part by a grant from the Virginia Board for the Blind and Vision Impaired. New Vision is a program of Goodwill that provides information services and assistive technology training to individuals with visual impairments. Goodwill Industries of the Valleys is a nonprofit organization serving Central, Southwest, and Southside Virginia. Goodwill's mission is to empower individuals, strengthen families, and inspire communities. And we thank you for listening. These shows are provided for educational purposes. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without written permission from New Vision.
Well, hello, hello again, and welcome back to the podcast. It's good to have you here. And as I mentioned, this week we're going to be delving into a feature of Amazon Kids. And there's no real way to surface this on just a regular Amazon account without taking an Echo and flipping it over to Amazon Kids. At least not that I've ever discovered. But the command style is very similar that we'll demonstrate here in just a second. First off, though, I'd like to highlight that when you do enable this feature, well, let me first tell you how you enable this feature. First off, though, I will mention that we're going to be doing some demos here in just a second, so if you have an echo in hearing distance of my voice, you may want to shut its ears off. It's amazing sometimes where they hear you. The one out in the living room will chime when I've got the door closed. I'm here in the studio. So anyway, I'll just give you all a second to do that. While you're doing that, you're welcome to pause the podcast, by the way, and come back, which is easy enough to do. But so to enable this Amazon Kids feature, if you were inclined to do that, I'll tell you what, before I tell you how, let's hear what's going on. Let's delve right into the material. Right after all, you just muted your ears on your Echo. So I've had this one switched over to the Amazon Kids. Now, right now, it's just set to the standard Amazon voice. So I think it might be an Australian voice. Alexa, what time is it?
The time is 2:17 p.m.
Okay, so that's just your kind of standard run-of-the-mill voice. Now, the command I'm about to use can be used on any typical Echo that's not on Amazon Kids, but you're only going to be provided the voices that are like that voice, the typical run-of-the-mill. There's an American, an Australian, there's a British or United Kingdom ones, and there's basically, they're paired each with female and male voices. But now when you have Amazon Kids turned on, you'll get the suite of kids voices or these specialized voices that have been tailored for kids. And we may even play with one of them a little bit just so you can get a better feel for the personality and kind of the inflections that have been kind of baked into this. All right, so let's give it a try. Alexa, change your voice.
I have a few voices to choose from. Here is the first one.
I'm friendly, and a little bit fierce, too.
Would you like to choose that one or hear another?
Hear another.
Here is the second one.
Hello! When in doubt, flap it out!
Would you like to choose that one or hear another?
Hear another.
Here is the third one.
Rawr! Is how you say hello in Tiger.
Would you like to choose that one or hear another?
Hear another, and that one's a new one.
Here is the fourth one.
I go wherever the bamboo goes.
Would you like to choose that one or hear another?
Hear another.
Here is the fifth one.
Around 100 million cups of tea are enjoyed in the UK every day.
Okay. Would you like to choose that one or hear another?
Hear another.
Here is the sixth one.
The current U.S. flag was designed by a 17-year-old as a part of a school project.
Wow.
Would you like to choose that one or hear another?
Stop.
We will leave things as they are.
Okay, so you might have noticed, I forgot it, it does eventually go into the traditional voices, but if you're in just your standard Echo without Amazon Kids enabled, you won't hear those kids' voices. So the first two, and I didn't mention it, the first one was the dragon, and the second one was the hooting owl, talked about flapping his wings. The other two, which was the tiger, and I'm guessing a bamboo, that was probably like a panda bear. But and maybe if you had an Amazon Echo with a screen on it, maybe you'd see some sort of visualizations there or something, or maybe some sort of animation. That would be kind of cool. But that is the voices. So let's, through the power of post-production editing, let's switch it over to the tiger voice. I haven't tried that one out. Okay, so now that I've switched the voice over to the tiger voice, let me give you a little bit of context. I think the weather should be sufficient. It'll bake a lot of personality probably into that. Alexa, what's the weather report?
Let me take a look out there. Currently, in Roanoke, it's 69 degrees Fahrenheit with mostly cloudy skies. Today, you can expect intermittent clouds with a high of 72 degrees and a low of 51 degrees.
Okay, so there you go. That's simple. It was kind of surprising. I was hoping he was going to crack a joke or do something else. Alexa, tell me a joke.
What do you get when you find a tiger playing out in the snow? Frostbite!
Oh, boy. All right. So when you choose one of those voices, it does kind of bake a little bit of the personality into the Echo for the child that's using it. So, and as you can tell, they're kind of geared towards younger children, but definitely kind of interesting. In my estimation, you know, not that I would use any of these, it's just kind of interesting the advancement of the text-to-speech voices, the ability to have that kind of nuance and inflection and things like that. So definitely really, really cool. And hopefully we'll be hearing the improved AI voices for the A-Lady soon as well, just for traditional usage. Well, anyway, that kind of brings that segment to a close, but I need to tell you how to try that out if you wanted to try it out. So you would open your A-Lady app on your phone, and you would go to the More button in the bottom right. Well, actually, let's take you the more direct route. You could just hit Devices, choose the Echo that you want. Say it's in Little Johnny's room. You tap on Little Johnny's room Echo. Now, this is assuming you haven't turned it on yet. You're just setting it up. You would go to the gear icon on the next page in the top right corner for that particular Echo. So that's, in other words, it's settings. Then you would scroll down to the second page. You would see Amazon Kids. You would tap on that. And on the next page, you pretty much have just a generic toggle on-off at the top. And you will want to toggle it on. Now, if you've never done this before, it's probably going to prompt you. Or if you've never done that Echo, actually, it kind of mixes and matches when it will happen. But it just happened to me not long ago, and I already had done this before. But it will prompt you through the setup process, I guess, because maybe you want to configure it for another kid. So you would select, in this case, you would select Johnny, or say it's for Peggy Sue, you know, your daughter or something like that. And you would go in there and go through the setup process. Hey, guys, just a little post-production note here. These voices that I'm going to demonstrate today, I think, may distinctly require you to subscribe to the Amazon Kids Plus package, which is roughly $5 to $6 a month. That may not always be necessary, or maybe one of the voices available in the free package. You can always turn on the feature, which I've described earlier, and just avoid activating Kids Plus, and then see if you have access to it. If not, the Kids Plus will really be necessary to have access to these four voices. So just want to put that post-production. Be very careful if you don't want that subscription. It's very easy to sign up for it by mistake. Take it from somebody who's done it. All right, back to the show. And it will take you through this process where it has, you know, all these different features for parents, like timing and schedules and things like that. You just kind of follow through those steps. Now, most of it is window dressing, as I discussed in last week's episode. I feel like there's a lot of fluff in the parental dashboard, a lot of hype about what it can do, but it's actually very limited and inept the way it's kind of it's implemented. There's not really easy way to searches for skills. They just got like a giant blob of information that is even alphabetized. The same for your Audible books or your apps on your Fire tablet or your Kindle books. Videos too there. So if you bought a movie for the kids on your account and you wanted to find that and you regularly buy videos or stuff, it would be a real chore to search that. There's no search box. But I will mention too, something I learned too. It doesn't appear that there's any way to use podcast once you've turned on Amazon Kids. Just the free version. So just I'll throw that out there as an extra bonus for you guys. I haven't found any way to do that. Now, if you're an Amazon Kids Plus, they have a wealth of podcasts that they allow kids to have access to, I think through Disney and other providers, probably like the Cartoon Network and things like that, which I think is a little two-faced in a way, Amazon. Why don't we have the ability? I mean, you clearly have access to all these other music providers. I'm playing for Spotify. I can hook up to Pandora, Amazon Podcast. I can even, from your own podcast service, Amazon Podcasts, you know, with the hosting database. Well, why as a parent can't I just earmark a very particular kids program at no cost? So, yeah, that's kind of disappointing. Anyway, so be careful that you don't accidentally turn on Kids Plus if you're just going to be goofing around with this and trying to check it out. But once you turn the feature on, you've gone through all that steps. I think once I selected it was Little Johnny, and I got to the next mode, and then it tried to upsell me Kids Plus. Once I exited out of that, I heard my Echo chime and make that transfer over. And then at that point, I could go over to the Echo and say, hey, change your voice. Now, if you want to compliment the kids' voices, you can, you know, of course, change the wake word as well. So you could just say, let me give you an example. Alexa, change your wake word.
Okay, you can choose from Amazon, Computer, Echo, or Ziggy. Which of these do you like?
Exit. So you may want to change the wake word too if you want, you know, that might complement it better, depending on how you're doing it. So, or if your kid, it's easier for your kid. Anyway, so that is my thoughts for this week. If you have any thoughts or suggestions, would like to shoot us some kudos, or a topic you'd like to hear us cover in the future, or maybe some of these new hardware announcements we talked about, that recent one that came out, the Hub, I mentioned Echo Hub, I think. If you'd like to reach out with thoughts or suggestions or your experience, we'd love to hear your feedback. You're welcome to reach out to us on Facebook or Twitter at Goodwill Industries of the Valleys, also known as X now. Twitter is known as X. And you can also do the old-fashioned email, put a stamp on it, and email us at info@goodwillvalleys.com. And in any of those cases, you want to just earmark the subject line in the email or somewhere in the top maybe of the post on Facebook or Twitter that you're trying to direct this to the New Vision program or to the Echo Tips podcast host David, and it will find its way to me. Well, until next time, it's time to turn the ears back on your Echo, start practicing some of the many, many things that you've learned, have fun with the hooting owl and the dragon and the tiger and the panda. And until next time, we thank you for listening.
Thanks, Dave. Let me tell you a bit more. Let me put on my official sounding voice. Ahem, ahem. This episode is brought to you by New Vision at Goodwill Industries of the Valleys and also made possible in part by a grant from the Virginia Board for the Blind and Vision Impaired. New Vision is a program of Goodwill that provides information services and assistive technology training to individuals with visual impairments. Goodwill Industries of the Valleys is a nonprofit organization serving Central, Southwest, and Southside Virginia. Goodwill's mission is to empower individuals, strengthen families, and inspire communities. These shows are provided for educational purposes. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without written permission from New Vision. Phew. Thanks for listening.